This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. And now the comments of Dr. Mike Baltz. And on this episode, he makes the connection between a fictional Dr. Seuss character and today's environmental concerns. As always, this piece was written and narrated by Mike. This time, he's voicing it from a forest in southern Illinois.
I've got a confession to make. I've never really been a fan of Dr. Seuss books, even as a kid. I guess all those trippy, made-up characters have never really been my cup of tea. But there is one Dr. Seuss book that I love as an adult, and it's super trippy. It's got brown barbalutes, truffle trees, and a shortish, oldish, brownish, and mossy sort of man that speaks for the trees. Published in 1971, The Lorax is a children's fable that tells an ominous story of short-sighted economic development and environmental destruction. Not exactly Cat in the Hat, that's for sure, but I've read it was Dr. Seuss's favorite of his books. In the book, a young boy living in a gray, treeless town is told the story of how one time ago, the town was in a beautiful valley full of colorful trees and exotic animals. But then the Wunstlers arrived, and they eventually cut all the trees and polluted the valley to make thneeds, some kind of all-purpose whatchamacallit. The Lorax, that shortish, brownish, and mossy character, appears when the first truffula tree is cut and begs the Wunstlers to stop biggering and biggering their production. Until, when the last truffula tree is cut, the Lorax vanishes and the factories close. Today, 50 years after the first Earth Day, Dr. Seuss's fable can feel like deja vu all over again. Because in 2020, we are still fighting to protect the planet's precious life support systems from the insanity of short-sighted economic development. It feels like the battle for conservation will go on endlessly, to quote John Muir in a bad Scottish accent. But as dark as Dr. Seuss's fable is, he ends it on a hopeful note. Back in the gray, treeless town, the storyteller, who is revealed to be a Wunstler, gives the young boy the last truffula tree seed and says, "Now that you are here, the word of the Lorax seems perfectly clear. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not." There are days when Loraxes like me feel like disappearing. I'm not going to lie. But that "unless" quote is one of my favorite Save the Planet quotes. For me, it's right up there with Gandhi's "Be the change you wish to see in the world," and Margaret Mead's "Never doubt the power of a few concerned citizens to change the world." These days, young Greta Thunberg and her one-girl school strike for the environment that has turned into a global movement embody those messages and give hope to Loraxes like me. My daughter and I used to read the Lorax every Earth Day and then go out and plant a tree. Planting a tree is certainly a hopeful act, acknowledging that as bad as things can seem, even if we are down to our last truffula tree seed, the reality is that just one tree, one seed, can create 1,000 forests. The reality is that in nature, all is not lost until all is lost. The reality is that one person can make a difference. And the reality is that unless someone like you and me care a whole awful lot, nothing is going to change. It's just not.
The comments of Dr. Mike Baltz. With his monthly nature commentary, and this month's feature was written and voiced by Dr. Baltz. For WSIU in Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.